Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura, and this is your Wednesday morning edition for the 20th of May. So, agent control planes shipped this week, six of them. The policy files did not. And that gap is going to matter more than the platforms themselves. Let's start with what actually landed. DevonX, Antigravity, Notion, Claude, OpenAI, Salesforce. Six major vendors launched enforcement layers for AI agents this week. Each one shipped a different execution control plane. Tools to monitor what agents do, logs to track their decisions, dashboards to show you when things go sideways. The infrastructure is real now. It exists. You can wire an agent into these systems today. But here is the bit nobody has solved yet. None of these platforms ship the policy file your agent repo actually needs to use them. Let me explore that. An analysis of this week's launches identified the problem clearly. Enforcement infrastructure exists now. What does not exist is a standard way to define what agents are actually allowed to do. Policy files need four sections: action classes, that is read, write, send external, transact, escalate, blast radius caps, write limits, transaction ceilings, escalation triggers, who gets notified when caps are hit, and evidence schemas, what gets logged for audit. This is not vendor specific. This is the shape every control plane will enforce against, and it lives in your repo, not theirs. Right now, teams deploying agents this month are writing this themselves from scratch for each vendor's system. Policy as code for AI agents. The governance layer that sits between your agent and the execution layer. By next month, that is going to look like negligence. The takeaway: if you are building agents in production, the policy file is now essential infrastructure, not optional, not for later, right now. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? Now, completely different corner of the tech world, but stay with me. Apple shipped something at WWDC that developers have wanted for years. Language models running entirely on device. No API calls, no cloud dependency, complete privacy. Their Foundation Models framework lets you run a 3 billion parameter model directly in Swift. There is a macro called @generable that turns your Swift structs into type-safe AI outputs. You define the shape of the data you want back, and the model fills it in. On the phone. No per token costs, no internet required. This changes the maths on every local inference feature you have been hesitant to ship. The catch is hardware, a 17 Pro and later only, so we are talking recent iPhones. But for builders targeting that audience, this is a different game entirely. The template is already in the wild. Teams are shipping proof of concepts by end of week. The interesting bit is not just that it is fast or private. It is that the barrier to trying it is basically zero. You add a macro to your Swift struct, that is it. What this really means is that the barrier just dropped. Again, have a think about what you would build differently if inference was free and private by default. Right, let's pivot to quantum computing, because something landed this week that actually solves a practical problem. Statistical quantum phase estimation, QPE, is one of the core algorithms for early fault-tolerant quantum computers. You use it to extract eigenvalues from quantum systems. The problem has always been how many circuit runs you need to get an accurate result. Researchers extended the statistical QPE framework to handle negative Pauli weights and change point detection without requiring overlap estimates. That second bit is the key. Overlap estimates add computational overhead. Removing them cuts circuit runs by half while maintaining accuracy. Two times fewer runs, same accuracy. For a quantum computer where every circuit execution is expensive, that is a big deal. The takeaway here is not about the algorithm itself. It is about what it represents. Early fault-tolerant quantum computers are not theoretical anymore. People are optimizing for them. The assumptions are shifting from when to how efficiently. Think about that for a second. Now to web development. Quick one, but worth your time. Slack's chief product officer discussed integrating AI agents directly into Slack's chat application. Not just bots that respond to commands. Agents that coordinate with each other, inside your workflow context. The platform is preparing to host and coordinate multiple agent systems. Your CRM agent talks to your calendar agent, talks to your email agent, all inside Slack. This is the agent orchestration layer everyone has been waiting for. Slack is not building the agents. They are building the place where your agents live and work together. For teams already using Slack as the hub for work, this matters. The agents are coming to where the conversations already are. What I keep coming back to is this. We have spent years training people to context switch between tools. Email for this, Slack for that, CRM for this other thing. If agents can live inside Slack and pull from those other tools on your behalf, the context switching stops. Worth having a conversation about with your team this week. And one more from the web development world. ASP.NET Framework to ASP.NET Core migrations. If you are maintaining a legacy ASP.NET application, you know the problem. The old framework is stable, but it is not getting new features. ASP.NET Core is where everything is happening now. Cross-platform, better performance, active development. A comprehensive guide dropped this week covering the incremental strangler fig pattern for migration. That means you do not rewrite the entire app in one go. You migrate pieces, one endpoint at a time, one service at a time. The old app keeps running while the new app grows around it. The guide covers architectural shifts, dependency injection, deployment modernization, practical step-by-step implementation. If you have been putting this off because it feels too big, this is the roadmap. The thing to remember is this: you do not have to migrate everything at once. You do not even have to finish this year. But if you are not starting, you are accumulating technical debt at an accelerating rate. Something to think about on the commute home. Right. Stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. 6 vendors shipped agent enforcement layers this week. None shipped the policy file. That gap is not a missing feature. It is the thing you are responsible for. Policy as code is now essential infrastructure. Apple shipped on-device models that run in Swift with zero API costs. The barrier to local inference just dropped again. Quantum researchers are optimizing for early fault-tolerant computers. The assumptions are shifting from when to how efficiently. And Slack is preparing to host multiple agent systems inside your workflow. The agents are coming to where the conversations already are. The big picture today? The infrastructure is shipping faster than the governance. The platforms exist. The policy layer does not. That gap is yours to close, and that is your Luma Digest for this morning. Thanks for being here. I will see you next time.